Chapter 3. Popular Symbols of the Olympics. When Pierre de Coubertin reintroduced the modern Olympic Games, he chose an inspiring motto for people around the world. Three Latin words, Citius, Altius, Fortius. This means faster, higher, stronger. He established the philosophy of the modern Olympics. The most important thing in life is not the triumph, but the fight. The essential thing is not to have won, but to have fought well. A logo was necessary, so de Coubertin created a design of five connected rings to represent the five continents of the world. The colors of the rings, blue, yellow, black, green, and red, on a white flag, represented all the nations together. The Olympic flag with this logo has appeared at every Olympics since the 1920 Games in Antwerp, Belgium. The Olympic Committee wanted to symbolize peace among the nations in an exciting and dramatic way, so at the opening ceremony in 1896, they released hundreds of doves. They repeated this at every Olympics from 1920. But at one Winter Olympics, when it was too cold for the doves, they released balloons instead. Then in the Seoul Olympics of 1988, there was a terrible accident. Some of the released doves perched on the cauldron, and when the torchbearer lit the huge flame, the doves of peace burned in it, which was quite a tragic opening to the Games. The Olympic flame, then and now. Today's Olympic flame commemorates the original flame of the ancient Olympics. According to Greek mythology, Prometheus stole fire from Zeus and brought it to Earth. Because of this, a flame burned continuously in Olympia during the ancient Olympic competitions. They used sunlight and a special mirror to light the torch in ancient Olympia. At the Amsterdam Olympic Games in 1928, the organizers reintroduced the ancient tradition of lighting a torch at the opening ceremony. The flame burned at the entrance to the main stadium throughout the Games. It was symbolically extinguished at the closing ceremony of each Olympics. In 1936, Olympic organizers of the Games in Berlin decided it would be really dramatic for torchbearers to bring the Olympic flame from Olympia and relay it to the site of the Olympic Games. This was not a simple thing to do. They needed a new road to access Olympia easily, and new technology for a torch and cauldron that would stay lit in all weather conditions. The modern torch relay has the same function as the ancient truce bearers. It advertises the arrival of the Olympics and calls for fighting to end. In 1948, the organizing committee called the relay of peace. The first runner was an army figure, Corporal Dimitrelis. He took off his military uniform before he carried the flame. Not surprisingly, the Olympic Games didn't take place during the two world wars. How could there be games of peace with bombs exploding all around? Even today, some people oppose the Games if they believe the host country is not peaceful and therefore doesn't represent the Olympic spirit. In 2008, many people opposed China as the host country because of its occupation of Tibet and its abuse of human rights. Some protesters tried to extinguish the flame during the Paris relay to show their opposition to China. Torchbearers transfer the flame by touching their torches to the next bearer's torch. Bearers use all kinds of transport to carry the torch. Once, a bearer and his torch flew faster than the speed of sound aboard the Concorde jet. Another time, a scuba diver took the flame underwater. Astronauts even carried a copy of the torch into space before the 2000 Sydney Olympics, but they didn't light it. The torch travels different routes and distances during each Olympics. It traveled 775 kilometers in the 1976 Montreal Olympics and 78,000 kilometres in the 2004 Athens Games. For the Athens Olympics, organisers sent the flame to every continent. In 1996, 10,000 people passed the flame from Los Angeles to Atlanta. Originally, all the torchbearers were athletes. Over time, the committee began to invite people of all ages to carry the torch. Sometimes a celebrity lights the cauldron, other times a young person lights it to represent hope for the future. It's a great honor to be part of the torch's journey to the Olympics.